how can you visualize something that you've actually got no experience in? Well, that's actually the best part of it. I personally do this just by copying people. So people online have said that this is like, oh, it's cringe or whatever it is. But like, it's really worked for me. I pick someone who's already got the success that I want, and I watch videos of them naturally because I'm learning from them. And I just start to like copy their personality. So I'll actually show you right now, because it's this. Actually, I did it with girls. I'll show you live right now the exact YouTuber that I copied to actually get good with. Because like, when you don't know anything about girls, it's very hard to like make any progress. And by watching this exact video, this one, he goes on a date with a girl and he just kind of records it. And it's like this guy he's like pretty like a cool laid back guy. Here he is, like, he's on the call with her, and the way that he speaks, he's just kind of showing it, and then he ends up showing, okay, they're on, like, a date now, and, like, the way he's talking to her, and they're flirting, and stuff like that, right? So I ended up watching him, and I actually watched a lot of his videos, a lot of them, for years and years and years and years, and what happened was I was just able to copy what he was recommending. Not just what he was recommending, but I literally just almost imitated his style, his mannerisms, the way he would talk, some of the words that he would say. And you can say that that's not authentic, but it's like my authentic self was like a loser who hated himself. So it was like it could only have went up from there anyway. So by copying this guy, I actually kind of made some really good progress. And naturally over time, I started to develop my own style. But I would not be here today if I didn't copy Joe Delaney. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't copy Alex Hormozi, Alex Becker, like these guys. So that's the fastest way. You can do a visualization if you can form the mental movie of you doing the thing. But if you can't, why don't you just see the movie of like the guy that you like doing it, and then just copy as much of him as possible? Well,
like, do that.
Find some people who have done parts of it. So, for example, it doesn't have to be someone who's done the exact thing, but like, there's a president that you've really liked who gives really good speeches and carries himself well. There's a guy who speaks in a very masculine way that inspires people that you also were inspired by, and so you want to copy his sense of his sense of communication. There's a guy who dresses in a certain way, so you start to then, you know, you visualize yourself just forming into that. Suddenly you become this unique person when actually you just copied like 10 people that you like. It's worth finding what works for you first. So you can try the meditation method, which is like, okay, you sit there, you set aside the time, few minutes a day, and you think of the exact thing. You think of getting the thing or the analytics, or athletes like to like imagine the cup or whatever it is, right? So you can do that, the formal method, or you can do the micro method. And I actually think that that's actually a lot more effective, at least for me. I would say to try both. The micro method, I would say, is just like, as you go about your day, you very quickly kind of set the intention and see almost like a flash, like a picture of what you want. So I find, like, if I go through the day, if I can remember to do so, it's very powerful that if there's like a girl there or something and you want to speak to her, to see the flash, the micro visualization just before you go up to her. Perhaps do both. I'd say with this, try, for example, the morning one for a few days. See how you feel. Naturally, you'll probably start to do the micro moments anyway. What would you say to the if there's someone out there who said, but then you're living an inauthentic life? You saw that guy, the way he was acting towards girls, and you know he was popular, you started acting like that. Is that not inauthentic or just copying? Are you not acting like you should? You said that guy was just naturally like that. Do you think so? Yeah. I mean, you can certainly get a positive like feedback loop early on in life. But what I was trying to say at is, if you see the natural in the way that he acts, and it can seem inauthentic for us to kind of copy someone who, you know, is in some ways a role model, really the person who we're copying has probably copied his father